Describe a person who always has interesting ideas or opinions.
When do you think children start to have their own opinions? Interesting question. Children may have opinions before they can speak, but I think we only really understand what they are thinking and feeling when they start vocalizing their desires, thoughts, and feelings. For example, when a young child starts eating solid foods, they have opinion about these foods. I like this or I don't like this. This is an opinion. As we grow and age, our ability to communicate improves, and we are able to communicate our opinions more clearly, having arguments or putting forward our ideas, kind of like students who take this test. So, I suppose that kids can have their own ideas when they're very young. It's just that, as time goes by, they get better at telling us what they're thinking. Are children's opinions influenced by their parents? Yes, I would say so, especially when children are young. Children depend on their parents to teach them about the ways of the world, so they soak up their parents' opinions like sponges. As children grow up, though, their world expands beyond their parents, so they usually start to question their parents' opinions, becoming influenced by the perspectives of peers, teachers, and the media. Honestly, as children get older, it's natural for them to have their own ideas. And they usually value their parents' opinions less. Who are smart children likely to be influenced by? Smart children are likely influenced by the people they look up to. This includes parents, teachers, neighbors, family friends, and even their peers. To demonstrate this, if a child is really interested in geography and they have an aunt who has traveled to many places around the world, then they may enjoy talking with their aunt to learn more about these places, and as a result, the child may even develop a love for and a desire to travel.
So I suppose that it depends on their interests and who has those interests around them.
How do inventors or philosophers come up with new ideas? I think new ideas just come to people. Often they don't plan them. They may be focused on a subject or trying to solve a problem and are spending a lot of time thinking about it, and then one day, the idea just appears to them. For example, Edison didn't just invent the light bulb from nothing. Firstly, he noticed that other people had similar ideas, but they couldn't quite get it to work. Then, he probably spent a long time thinking about how to make it work. Finally, he succeeded. The idea came to him, and he created a light bulb. Sometimes these scientists have to see the need for a new thing to be created. Usually, this happens when someone wants to improve a product and make a better one. An example of this is the dimmer switch on a light. The ability to control the level of light is such a great idea, so when this person wished that this function could exist, then it allowed him to create it. Are there only old ideas from books or previous writers? It's true that when you read many books, the information in the book is from the past, and unless the information gets updated, then it will be an old, outdated idea. For example, many years ago, people used to use encyclopedias for their information. They contained information about different countries, their populations, things about their people, and so on. But as we know, the world changes quickly. So every year they would update the encyclopedias, so they contain the most relevant information. But people would keep the same encyclopedias for years, which means they were reading information about places and things that may have been incorrect. However, this is not relevant for all nonfiction and historical books, and definitely not for fiction stories, which don't age at all because it is simply a story. The Harry Potter series, for example, will never be outdated, and it will likely always be an interesting and popular story for many. What kind of people have lots of great ideas in your country? There are many people with plenty of brilliant ideas in my country. I would say that most of the time, these people are unknown and only become known when they create something with this great idea. However, they have to be dreamers and action takers. For example, Jack Ma, the creator of Alibaba, enabled online selling and more through the e-commerce platform. He was not an overnight success. He had numerous ideas and attempted various ventures before creating Alibaba. So basically, it doesn't matter who you are. You can have a great idea, and I think this is always happening in my country, which is very exciting because we never know where the next great idea is coming from.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。